Today is Thursday, February 29th. We'll tell you why the longest-serving Senate leader in history is about to step down. And another state takes former President Trump off the ballot, while the U.S. Supreme Court takes up yet another case about him. Also, we'll explain the latest CDC recommendation when it comes to COVID-19 boosters. Plus, why Walmart might owe you money in a settlement, the style trend that just became popular thanks to Beyonce. And reminding you all about Leap Day today. Those stories and even more news to know next. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The longest-serving Senate leader in American history has decided to step aside. Mitch McConnell has been the top Republican in the Senate for the last 18 years. But this week, he announced he's giving up his leadership position after the November elections. It's not a huge surprise, since he's now 82 years old, suffered a serious fall last year, and has momentarily frozen in front of the media a couple of times. Also, some of his more traditional conservative views put him out of step with a party that's now led by former President Trump. McConnell did not directly address any of that. He just said it was time to make way for a new generation. So now, there is speculation about who might take over. The three major contenders expected to go for the top spot are known as the Three Johns. We're talking about Senators John Thune, John Barrasso, and John Cornyn, who are all part of McConnell's current leadership team. But no one has made any kind of official announcement just yet. An internal election will happen after the general election at the end of the year. Even then, McConnell will still carry out his Senate term just from a different seat. As he put it, quote, "I still have enough gas in the tank to thoroughly disappoint my critics, and I intend to do so." His term ends in January of 2027. This week, Illinois became the third state now to kick former President Trump off the ballot. Just like with the other two cases, a judge cited a provision in the Constitution that says anyone who engaged in an insurrection after taking an oath to support the Constitution should be banned from office. And with that, she said his involvement in the January 6th Capitol riot disqualifies him. Trump's campaign spokesperson called it an unconstitutional ruling that will be quickly appealed. Remember, the U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments earlier this month on a similar Colorado ruling, and whatever the justices decide there will impact other cases too, like this one in Illinois and another in Maine. But they haven't issued a decision just yet. Meanwhile, the U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear another one of former President Trump's cases. In April, the justices will hear arguments to decide whether Trump is immune from criminal charges of plotting to overturn the 2020 election. Trump's team says he is immune since the actions he took leading up to January 6th were official acts covered under his presidential authority. Though the special counsel says the former president needs to be held accountable for actions that went beyond his duties. For now, the criminal case is delayed until the high court makes a decision, likely this summer. On Capitol Hill this week, President Biden's son, Hunter, came face-to-face with lawmakers trying to impeach his father. He appeared for a closed-door deposition and publicly released his opening statement. In it, he told lawmakers the president was not involved in any of his business deals, even though he's being accused of corruption. Hunter Biden admitted to making his own mistakes in his life, but says those mistakes are his own and not the president's. And he said Republicans were showing a double standard by investigating his business dealings, but ignoring former President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, whose company received a $2 billion investment from Saudi Arabia. The younger Biden said his testimony should, quote, put an end to this baseless and destructive political charade. Then he spent hours being interrogated. During breaks in the hearing, Democrats and Republicans spoke to reporters about the proceedings. And unsurprisingly, they offered very different takes. Some Democrats said they learned nothing from 6 hours of testimony, whereas some Republicans accused Hunter Biden of lying or of actually confirming some of their evidence. The Republican who leads the House Oversight Committee, James Comer, said the next step is a public hearing with the younger Biden. To be continued. A large new study found long COVID really leaves a mark on the brain that can even be seen in IQ tests. The research was published this week in the New England Journal of Medicine. In the study, people with persistent post-COVID symptoms scored about 6 IQ points lower than people who never had COVID-19. Now, keep in mind, people who score between 85 to 115 are considered of average intelligence. So a shift of 6 points is not huge, but some doctors say it is enough for people to notice. And neurological experts say the findings are important either way, since they do give numerical evidence of the brain fog, focus, and memory problems many people with long COVID say they endure. Many experts say brain fog and other cognitive problems don't have to be permanent. that when other symptoms eventually start to get better, the brain issues could too. Either way, more research is needed with the same people being tested over time. Federal health officials are encouraging American seniors to get another round of COVID-19 shots this spring. Vaccine experts overwhelmingly recommended boosters for adults 65 and older. And hours later, the CDC signed off on that recommendation. That helps to make sure most health plans cover the shots without an out-of-pocket charge. But it's not clear how many seniors will actually take the advice. At this point, roughly 60% of people older than 65 are not up to date with their COVID-19 vaccines, even though that age group does tend to have the worst outcomes from infections. Seniors who do want to get a booster can do so now, as long as it's been at least 4 months since their last dose. By the way, no changes for younger people. The CDC says COVID-19 shots should still be a once-a-year event at this point, given in sync with flu shots. We have more news for you still ahead, but first, support for this episode comes from Vessi. We've actually reported right here on the show that it's been rainy lately here in Southern California where I live. And as long as it's safe, of course, I've been embracing the rain more than ever. I'm asking my toddler if he wants to put on his rain gear and simply play with me in the rain. I'm letting myself enjoy a coffee at a cafe with the relaxing sounds outside. And I'm able to do all of this in comfort and style while staying dry because of my new Vessi shoes. Thanks to their Dymatex technology, they are waterproof, which was so surprising to me because of how cute and trendy they are. Whether it's a downpour, a seaside walk, or really just any outing these days, I am choosing my Vessi shoes. They are my new favorites. I have two now because they come in a variety of stylish weather-ready options. The Weekend, which I have in white, are my everyday shoe. And then I love my Stormburst Vessi shoes when I'm looking for a bit more adventure. New year, new adventures, rain or shine. Whether you're exploring city streets or mountain trails, Vessi's waterproof shoes are your ideal companion. So visit vessi.com/newsworthy and get ready to conquer any terrain in style. Plus, enjoy 15% off your first order. Start your journey with Vessi. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy and get 15% off your first order. That's vessi.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. Several wildfires are still burning in the Texas Panhandle and Oklahoma, and they're growing larger. In fact, one has now scorched nearly 1,400 miles of land and is closing in on becoming the largest fire on record in Texas. As of this morning, it's still out of control. And it's not the only one. Several towns have had to evacuate. Dozens of homes have been destroyed. And at least one person has died. The weather could help a little bit today, since light rain and even snow could fall over at least parts of the area. But temperatures will warm right back up by tomorrow into the 70s with strong winds and low humidity. Comedian and actor Richard Lewis has passed away. He's best known for his stand-up, as well as TV shows like Curb Your Enthusiasm and movies like Robin Hood, Men in Tights. And this week, his publicist said he had a heart attack and died at 76 years old. Fellow comedians, co-stars, friends, and fans have been paying tribute. Like Larry David, who said Lewis was like a brother to him. And quote, he had that rare combination of being the funniest person and also the sweetest. Jamie Lee Curtis also spoke about how he helped her, saying he is the reason she is sober today. And Ben Stiller said, quote, I never met a kinder, more empathetic comedy genius. Lewis had stopped performing recently after being diagnosed with Parkinson's, but his work can still be seen in Curb Your Enthusiasm's current and final season. Once again, the FDA is recalling some popular eye ointments. They were sold at big chains like CVS and Walmart under brand names like CVS Health, Equate, and Ace Pharmaceuticals. The FDA warns they might not be sterile and they could cause eye infections, though so far no injuries have been reported. If you do have any of the ointments at home, you're asked to either throw them away or return them for a refund. This is just the latest in the FDA's crackdown on eye products. Twice last year, it put out warnings about several other products after finding bacterial contamination at manufacturing facilities, and dozens of patients were impacted from those. Walmart shoppers could be in for a payout thanks to a new settlement. The retail giant agreed to settle a class action lawsuit that accused the company of charging people more than it should have when they bought certain weighted items like meats and produce. Walmart says it did not do anything wrong, but will still pay $45 million to settle the case. And some customers could get up to $500. Anyone who bought weighted items between October of 2018 and January of this year could be eligible. But how much you get does depend on how many items you bought and whether you still have the receipts. If you do, you can be eligible for 2% of the total cost of what you bought. If you don't, you can still say you bought certain items and will be able to get between $10 and $25. To file a claim, just visit the settlement's website sometime before June. We did include a link in today's episode notes. Beyoncé's new country songs seem to have brought out a lot of excitement toward even more parts of country culture. These days, cowboy core is becoming an especially popular fashion trend. The fast fashion website Boohoo says there was a massive spike in interest in Southern wear directly following the release of Beyoncé's new songs. And the data seems to back that up. Global Google searches for cowboy hat increased by more than 215% after Beyoncé's release, and cowboy boots rose by 163%. Searches for a bolo tie also saw a massive increase of 566% after Beyoncé wore one in her Super Bowl commercial. On TikTok, the hashtag cowboycore has many millions of views, with users showing themselves styling outfits, including cowboy hats, boots, and chaps. And the style could also be seen all over New York Fashion Week, so expect to see a lot more cowboycore this spring. That's it for the main news today, so now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. But first, a quick break. Taking care of your health is not always easy, but it should at least be simple. And that's why for almost a year now, I've been drinking AG1 every day. It's just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day, and it makes me feel energized and focused. And that's because each serving of AG1 delivers my daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more. It is a powerful, healthy habit that's also powerfully simple. I like to add ice and a splash of lemon to mine, and I drink it while I'm getting breakfast ready for my toddler, before I eat anything else. Drinking it on an empty stomach is actually recommended for optimal absorption. And I love that it's easy to mix on the go and really does give me a boost that I need while helping to ensure I get those daily nutrients no matter what. If there's one product I had to recommend to elevate your health, it's AG1. And that's why I've partnered with them for so long. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/newsworthy. That's drinkag1.com/newsworthy. Check it out. Now back to Thing to Know Thursday. Today, February 29th, is Leap Day. As you know, every 4 years, one day gets added onto February. And this is one of those years. It's basically a correction, since the Earth's orbit is not exactly 365 days a year. The trip around the sun actually takes about 6 hours longer than that. So, Leap Day happens as a way to keep the months in sync with the seasons and annual events, like equinoxes and solstices. About 5 million people worldwide actually have a leap birthday. And while that's a good talking point, it can also be kind of a pain. There can be glitches in terms of health systems, insurance policies, and with other businesses and organizations that don't always recognize the date. So some people end up just pretending their birthday is either February 28th or March 1st. There are also some traditions and celebrations that happen every February 29th. For example, the towns of Anthony, Texas and Anthony, New Mexico, which are right across the border from each other, hold big festivals or parades because there have apparently been quite a few leap year births in the towns. All right, thank you so much for joining us and listening today. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.